Thompson says he believes the DA is preparing to drop the case. Prosecutors say it is not over. The charges do remain. There's a new man in charge at the Pentagon.
I'm Leon Panetta, your new Secretary of Defense.
Panetta was sworn in at the Pentagon in his office and then sent a message to Defense Department personnel that troops and their families will continue to be his top priority, like Robert Gates before him.
Rest assured that I will fight with you and I will fight for you.
But he also spoke of the nation's budget troubles. His appointment comes as the administration hopes for steep defense cuts while the nation is still entangled in Iraq and Afghanistan. Cammie McCormick, CBS News, Washington.
That raging wildfire in New Mexico, reporter August Skamenka says it just keeps getting bigger.
At over 100,000 acres, this firestorm is now the largest in New Mexico history and has exploded on its northern flank, pushing well into the Santa Clara Pueblo Reservation here. Sacred grounds have already burned as the fire encroaches on the historic and culturally significant Puye Cliff Dwellings.
Earlier this fire season, Arizona, the biggest fire in that state's history. It's got to go up, CBS's Bob Fuss reports.
The Treasury says there's no plan B. If Congress doesn't raise the debt ceiling by August 2nd, the U.S. will default. But constitutional scholars like Mike Seidman at Georgetown point to a little-known provision in the 14th Amendment. Government debts, it says, shall not be questioned. Could that give President Obama the power to act on his own?
There is a plausible argument that he has that he is obligated by the Constitution to pay the debts.
There's no sign the White House is considering such a dramatic option, instead focusing on trying to find a political solution with Republicans. Bob Fuss, CBS News, Capitol Hill.
As a means of coping with the state budget crisis there, Illinois Governor Pat Quinn wants to cancel promised raises for thousands of state workers. Long-awaited civil ceremony in Monaco today. Prince Albert II marrying Charlene Wittstock, the former Olympic swimmer from South Africa, now the Princess of Monaco. The last was the wife of Albert's father, Prince Rainier, Grace Kelly. On Wall Street, winding up the best week in a long time, the Dow right now up 167 points.
I'm Chris Earl Phillips with your official KSET Weatherbug forecast. 20% chance of showers and thunderstorms today. Mostly cloudy with a high near 95. Tonight, partly cloudy and low around 73. Tomorrow, mostly sunny with a high near 96. And that's the latest official KSET Weatherbug forecast from AM 1300. Brought to you by Overhead Door Company of Beaumont, the original overhead door company. For the talk of Southeast Texas, I'm Chris Earl Phillips, KSET News.
You unlock this door with the key of imagination. Beyond it is another dimension. A dimension of sound. A dimension of sight. A dimension of mind.
It's peanut butter jelly time, peanut butter jelly time. Way yeah, way yeah.
You've just crossed over into
the danger zone.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Welcome to the Danger Zone. I'm Jerome, my co-host.
I'm Robbie V.
And we've got one powerhouse of a show coming at you this afternoon because we've got some information we're going to get to in just a second. The Danger Zone is brought to you by Madison's on Dallin Road. Madison's tonight, we are going to they're having DJ Robbie V right next to me. DJ McRib.
What
be
up,
there
son?
Tonight and tomorrow night, DJ McRib will also be there.
Yep.
Popping those tunes for everybody.
I only got two turntables and a microphone.
Is that it? That's all you need is two turntables and a
exactly,
microphone.
Exactly. That's where it's at.
And so he's going to be kicking it up. And so you guys can go out and check him out. Sunday, they do have, in Madison's, they do have the Ramblin' Boys coming in with Bearlands. And matter of fact, we're going to get this show rolling with some giveaways because today is Friday. We're getting ready to party for the weekend. Long weekend for everybody. Happy 4th of July coming up to everyone. And so we want to give away some stuff. Let's start off with some trivia. What do you say? Do you think we should kick it? Oh, by the way, introduce our guest.
Benny Mac is back in the studio.
That's right. Say hi, Benny.
Yo, yo, yo. What's up, Dow?
That's it? That's all I'm getting out of you? Really?
No, I mean, that's all you get, baby. You got to pay for more.
Is that Benny came in at the last minute. So we love you, Benny. Thanks for popping in on us.
Well, thanks for the invite. Always appreciate it.
Awesome, awesome. Okay, so I do want to get to my trivia questions, and I had brought it up, and now I can't. Oh, here it is. Yeah, now I got it. All right, here we go. First things first, phone lines are open, 898-4400, 898-4400, sponsored by Madison's on Dallin. I'm going to give away some tickets to go see Ramblin' Boys in Bearland Sunday. Come on from 10 to 1. You guys, they've got a cover. We're going to take care of that admission for you. You don't have to pay for a thing. So give us a call if you want some tickets to go see these guys. The trivia question of the day is this. In the movie The Breakfast Club, what did Brian try to kill himself with in the film? So what did Brian try to kill himself with in the film The Breakfast Club? We'll take the first correct caller. We're going to give away a lot of stuff today. While we're waiting on those lines, while they're lighting up, let's have some fun with this real quick. Ladies and gentlemen, these guys, I have never said this, and I want to say how much I appreciate the Beaumont Independent School Board. I want to say how much that I absolutely love them, and the reason why I love them is because they are consistently giving me more ammunition than you can imagine right now. So if you haven't heard the latest, which I'd be surprised if you haven't because everybody's talking about it, here we go. So
all you have to do is pick up an examiner.
Yeah, pick up an examiner. And Jerry Jordan, let me say right now, you're going to be my new best friend, man. I am this guy's he's unbelievable. He's on top of his game with these guys. BISD should know they can't make a move without anything going down, without the rest of the city finding out eventually. So apparently what they did is they had all this furniture and office furniture as well as school furniture.
Yes.
Okay. And they decided that they were supposed to take it over to, let me make sure I exactly say, was it Price? Where were they supposed to take it to? Or where were they supposed to take this to? Because I know it said in there that they were supposed to drop it off at one of the locations, another school here locally. And instead of doing that, what they did was they decided to take it and they just kind of somebody. Now, nobody knows who. Now, this is the best part, folks. Nobody knows who it is that authorized this. So, and everybody's kind of pointing it at different directions. And but they were supposed to drop it off at Price Elementary for storage. This is supposedly what I think Mike Neal reported on it. And as well as Zingelman also said the same thing. He said that he was told that this was going to be sent to Price Elementary. Well, it was not. What happened was several people, individuals, had somehow got rental trucks, BISD rental trucks on top of that.
Yes.
And for the past several days, if not weeks, I'm not sure the exact amount of time. I know it's definitely weeks and possibly, definitely days and possibly weeks. They have been taking all of this stuff and they have been transporting it to scrap yards here locally.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah, CMC and Wright's. And so they've been giving it to individuals who have been taking this stuff and selling it for tens of thousands, multiple tens of thousands of dollars. Now, I don't know if there's $100,000 worth or more, and that's a possibility.
And I'm guessing this is stuff that could have been reused.
Oh, no, not just that. It's even if they wanted to scrap it, they could have scrapped it and even put the money back into
the coffers.
Exactly. Yeah. But instead of that, they gave it away. Listen to me. They gave it away.
So wow. If you needed a desk, could have got a desk free from BIST.
A local antique dealer said that some of the desks were worth hundreds of dollars a piece.
Wow.
And they were giving them away. So these people went and scrapped all this plastic, metal, and everything else. And at one point, there was one truck that was noted being weighing over 6,000 pounds. And it was amazing. And it's not just one truck. It was several trucks. Several. So, like, multiple trucks. And then here's God. Like, it's not bad. Like, they don't have themselves in a position already that they're already being, you know, they're being investigated or looked at.
Free chairs.
But wait. This is what's so funny about this one. One of the trucks, they followed them. Obviously, the examiner had people, you know, photographing a lot of this stuff going on.
Good job, examiner.
Exactly. And they followed them to to a residence. The truck went to a residence and opened the truck and was starting to unload some of the stuff at this residence. And saw that there were people there taking photographs of them, so they hopped back in the truck and they left. They fled the scene. And then, so of course, the examiner does, you know, their investigation, and come to find out, it happens to be the BISD warehouse supervisor's house. So let's just add this gentleman into the mix of everything
else. Okay, let me get this straight.
Wait, now it gets better.
Okay, go ahead.
It's illegal to do any of this. BISD, everything has to be notified. There has to be an auction announced, all kind of stuff. There's legalities behind this, according to the TA. There is legalities, and they've broken all kind of laws with this, several kind of laws. They have gone, and now the question is, some people were saying that they were donating this to churches, and then when they were asked what churches, they wouldn't reveal the name of the churches that they were going to give them to.
Yeah,
they
refused I'd like to know.
Well, they refused to give up
the
names.
Are they donating the to the Church of Scientology?
The Church of Scrap Metal.
If they're donating to Scientology, I do not want my tax dollars going towards that. I'm sorry. I don't believe in Xenu.
It doesn't even matter. The point is, we're taxpayers that we should be notified if any of this stuff is going on. Yeah, this should not be something that's just done. Now, of course, everybody's denying... Everybody's denying, first of all, knowledge of it. Even some of the quotes, this is just, if you guys haven't picked up the Examiner, and man, you've got to read this whole article. It is absolutely, absolutely insane. Some of the people, Robert Zingelman, he's the BISD Director of Business and Finance, all right? He ran into the conference room during one of their, while they were trying to speak to Craig Eichhorn.
Our good buddy Craig.
Yeah, Craig.
So is that what you have to do to get Craig, in touch with Craig? You have to rent a room?
We were starting to like
Yes, let's rent a room.
Craig, we were starting to kind of like you to a sense, and you're kind of throwing this one off because I'm reading some of the stuff even Craig's pulling off. And Craig, you can't just sit there in denial. You need to step out front, young man. If you're going to jump into our little BISD system here and you're going to try and make some kind of difference, don't be a big puppet, Craig, because that's a sad, sad thing when you do. All right, but anyhow... Even he said once, Zingelman says, once we were notified, we sent police there to stop it. He said, I have not released any of that furniture to anybody. I don't care what they're saying. The fact of the matter is that it was not released, or at least not by me. And that is what I'm certain of. He said a memo went out several weeks ago with steps and procedures that they would take. Of course, the irony is how do you not know that this was happening? Now, here's the comment. Let's get back to the comment.
It's BISD. They don't even know what goes on at any point.
Listen. I'm gonna repeat. I'm quoting him. So here you go. I am saying when we were notified, I sent Beaumont ISD Police Department to contain and protect our property. He said, once I was notified, this has been going on for days. How do you have truckloads of stuff going out for days
and not know about it?
Yeah. And all of a sudden, you know about it when you're notified by who? The community. Because now all of a sudden, it's kind of like hand in the cookie jar. Hand in the cookie jar, young man. You just got caught.
Yeah.
You know, everybody's blaming everybody. It still comes down to one thing. The main man who's responsible, it always goes to the top. And if Dr. Thomas comes out and says, A, if he says, I had no idea about this, then either A, he's a liar, or B, he's not a liar, and he's just ignorant of what's going on, and still out of place.
Yeah,
you know what I mean.
Mm-hmm.
So it's A or B. Now, if he says that I knew what was going on, then now the question is: all right, so what do you do? You're guilty of theft because this is straight out thievery. This is theft. It's against the law. Mm-hmm. So you're A, if you admit it, then you're guilty of theft. B, if you helped others, then you're an accessory as well.
Mm-hmm.
And C. You automatically should resign your seat. I would, you know, out of respect.
And this is the thing. We want to like BISD.
We want to – look, this city wants to love BISD.
Like BISD.
Listen, this has nothing – man, this has nothing to do with – and I've said this before. This has nothing to do with just the BISD as a whole.
Yeah.
There are several people on that board. There are several people on that board right now, and a lot of new people that were just elected, just about all of them, whom I love to death, and I hope they make a difference, every single one of them. But there's a lot of old corrupt stuff going on down there, and we're going to find out what it is. Once again, our phone lines are open, 898-4400. Call in, folks. I'd love to hear from all of you today before we take off for this weekend. You're in the danger zone.
Question. from the Geico Savings Mailbag.
Susan from Miami asks, do you believe virtue is its own reward?
Ah, yes, indeed I do. But I also think cash is a pretty nice reward. And cash is exactly what you could save when you switch to Geico.
Right.
Yeah, and Geico also offers rewards in the form of good driver discounts, multi-car discounts, and defensive driver discounts.
So maybe discounts are their own rewards.
Hard to argue with that.
For a free rate quote, visit geico.com to see how much you could save. Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Hi, it's Janet Stone. For the next 60 seconds, we're going to talk about losing weight. And I mean get serious about losing weight. It's all based around the goji berry, a breakthrough in weight loss. One solution with real weight loss results. And it's the only product that works. Goji juice helps your body to naturally lose pounds. It's designed to help your body fight that abdominal fat by reducing the production of stress. The goji berry provides your body with fiber and nutrients to fight toxins in the body. The KSET receptionist lost 6 pounds in 1 week. Can you say sign me up, ladies and gentlemen? I guarantee you're going to love it. Your weight loss hotline numbers are 284-2010, 291-6869, 284-2010, 291-6869. I don't know about you, but I need more energy. I need to control my appetite. I need to lose weight. Who doesn't need that? I guarantee you're gonna love it. It's the only thing that works. Take 2 ounces before each meal and voila, slimmer and healthier. Try the goji berry today. I am. Your hotline numbers to lose weight, 284-2010, 291-6869.
Do you wish you could find a mechanic that understood your schedule and could pick up your car from your office or home? A mechanic that could have a rent car waiting for you at his shop? How about a mechanic that has a nice clean car to drive you back to work in? Would you like to be able to schedule your car repair and maintenance on his website? Do you wish he had a 24-hour emergency number that he would answer himself? As great as all that sounds, it works even better. Clark Winslow at East Tex Automotive between Beaumont and Lumberton at Tram Road has built the finest auto repair shop in Texas. East Tex Automotive repairs all brands of cars and trucks from diesels to Rolls-Royces. East Tex Automotive has all the computer diagnostic equipment to analyze every make of car or truck. Clark goes above the standard warranties. He guarantees all his work for 24 months or 24,000 miles. That's amazing. Go to the website, easttexautomotive.com, or go by the shop on Highway 69 at Tram Road.
Your 401k is turning to dust. Your IRA is wasting away. The U.S. Treasury is printing funny money, paper dollars like mad. And every single day, your net worth is worth less and less. Widespread fear of hyperinflation is coming down on you like a sledgehammer. Do something now, before it's too late. Buy gold, direct and wholesale, with United Gold Group.
Since 2001, the U.S. dollar has lost nearly 40% of its value in global markets. At the same time, gold prices have tripled. Many experts predict the price of gold will climb above $2,000 by the end of this year. Now is the time to buy from us, direct and at wholesale prices. Call us now and learn the secrets to the direct wholesale gold market.
United Gold's 2010 Investor Kit explains the advantages of buying gold direct and wholesale, and it's yours absolutely free. Call today and you'll also get the secrets on how to own gold in your retirement account. Call now, 800-610-2650. 800-610-2650. That's 1-800-610-2650.
When hurricanes strike, people lose belongings, their homes, hope. You can help. This hurricane season is predicted to be severe, and Gulf residents may be particularly vulnerable this year. No matter what happens, American Red Cross volunteers are ready to go to work in Gulf communities or wherever they're needed. Click on redcross.org, text Red Cross to 90999 to give $10. Call 1-800-RED-CROSS. Every single donation brings hope. Text message and data rates may apply.
If you want a smart, affordable, fun way to get around, then check out Honda's all-new stylish CBR250R. The fuel-injected CBR250R has a smooth, shifting 6-speed transmission and a low 30.5-inch seat height. So, if you want to throw a leg over one right now, come on to Cowboy Honda in Beaumont on I-10. Oh yeah, did I mention the CBR250R gets up to 77 miles per gallon? Yeah, that's 77 mpg. 77 miles per gallon. See the all-new CBR250R and the full line of new Hondas at Cowboy Honda in Beaumont.
Honda fuel economy estimates are based on EPA exhaust emission measurement test procedures and are intended for comparison purposes only. Your actual mileage may vary.
CowboyHondaBeaumont.com.
Happy birthday, America. Coming up all weekend long, we're going to celebrate this. We've got a caller on the line. We've got a short segment here. So let's get to this caller real quick and see what we got going on here. You're in the danger zone with Jerome and Robbie V. Who am I talking to?
Hey, this is Dave. Listen, hey, I read that story, and there's a couple of things about it that disturbed me. First of all, these people didn't just show up and start picking up this stuff on their own volition. They were tipped by somebody inside BISD.
Absolutely.
And I think we need to identify not only the people that took it, but the people that told them to. Not to mention the warehouse supervisor who, according to the story, they had backed up a truck or were unloading furniture into his house. And then when they started photographing them, the people took off. This is theft, pure and simple.
Yeah, absolutely.
And I think given the value of the items, even as scrap, it rises to the level of felony theft.
You know what? I totally agree. I mean, you're talking about a high number. You're talking about a lot of money they made off of this. And this money, all these individuals that got it. And it wasn't just one individual, Dave. It was a bunch of individuals, different individuals. And we don't know who they are, and we don't know, you know, we don't have any of this information yet. But that's going to come out pretty quick. I'm sure there'll be a pretty good investigation going on over this. And I'm curious to see where it leads, but I still make the point that it still comes down to the top. And you know, I don't know if you've heard my show a lot, Dave, but we talk a lot about BISD, and we talk a lot about Dr. Carol Thomas and the things that go on there. And you can't plead ignorant all the time. You can't say I had no idea or miscommunication. You know, there's no miscommunication here. The law's the law.
Yeah, but if you criticize BSD, you're called a racist.
Well, so. Yeah. Well, you know what? No, they can try that. They can try and play that off all they want to. The realism is I am biased against one thing, thieves. I don't like being ripped off. I don't care who you are. You know what I mean? That's just how I feel, Dave. I'm sure a lot of people out there feel the same way.
Well, I think it's like they say in those cases where the NCAA investigates the colleges, lack of institutional control.
Yeah.
Is what we're looking at. But no, it's theft, pure and simple. Somebody gave the signal that the looting party was on.
Yeah.
And I'd like to know who that is, who are the people they contacted. At the very least, those that sold the scrap, their names should be recorded somewhere.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
And let's take it to the grand jury. Yeah. I don't trust the BISD police to investigate it. Let me put it that way.
No, neither do I, brother. I'm with you on that as well. Hey, Dave, thanks for calling, buddy.
Thank you, sir.
Well, this is what I think is going to happen. I think everybody's going to keep pointing fingers until nobody has anybody else to point fingers at. I mean, they're just all going to point fingers to somebody else. Nobody wants to take blame for it.
Look,
at all.
The history here, we've got to cut to a break in a second. Before we do, just understand the history here is not, it doesn't just start with this, folks. It's not just about this one issue. I mean, they've given away money. They've given away settlement money under our noses. They've handed hundreds of thousands, folks, hundreds and hundreds of thousands of dollars. They've given away that. They've given away millions of dollars to contractors where the money shouldn't have gone. And they're literally giving our money away. When we come back, I'll tell you a little something I heard. And I don't want to be a rumor. Matter of fact, maybe I won't if I can't get proof of it. But I know that they're giving away a lot of money, and they're allowing even their own BISD, the people working inside BISD as well. These people are getting a lot of money for a lot of their affairs that they're handling there as well. But we'll get into those details on another day. I don't want to get into that one today. We've got to cut to a break. When we get back, we're still looking for a trivia answer too, right?
Yes.
In the movie Breakfast Club. All right, Brian threatens to kill himself with something. What is it that he was going to use to kill himself with? It's comical. If you've got the answer, the number is 898-4400, 898-4400. We're going to cut to a break right now. And like I said, when we come back, more Danger Zone. It's going to be a great day, folks. Stick around.
CBS News Update. I'm Jim Taylor. Understatements in a New York courtroom.
I understand that the circumstances surrounding this case from the viewpoint of the parties have changed substantially, and I agree.
Judge Michael Obis releasing on his own recognizance Dominique Strauss-Kahn, former head of the International Monetary Fund.
His bail is being returned. He will no longer be on house arrest. However, the government has retained his passport, so he cannot leave the country, but he is free to travel about as he can.
As WCBS reporter John Metaxas, big credibility concerns as the alleged victim in the case admits she lied about some things in telling her story to the grand jury. This is Strauss-Kahn attorney William Taylor.
It's so important in this country that people, especially the media, reserve their judgment on the facts of a case until they are all in.
Next court date, July 18th. CBS News Update. I'm Jim Taylor.
I know you've seen it. It's that big blue truck with ads on the back, on the sides, and it comes right by you. It's the Fast Lane Ads truck. And you know what? Every 7 seconds, those ads change. You sit next to it at a light and you see every ad that's on there. You know what? If you're a business, this is a great way to advertise. We figured that out here at KSET to let people know that our radio station is here. So if you're looking for a great way to expose your business to literally thousands and thousands of people each and every day, Fast Lane Ads is a good way to do it. Call Ty Riley. His phone number is 409-679-0001. That's easy to remember. 409-679-0001. No, that was a moving billboard that went right on by you. Check them out. Fast Lane Ads. Put your business in the Fast Lane with a mobile billboard company serving all of Southeast Texas. Fast Lane Ads.
I'm Chris Earl Phillips with your official KSET Weatherbug forecast. 20% chance of showers and thunderstorms today. Mostly cloudy with a high near 95. Tonight, partly cloudy and low around 73. Tomorrow, mostly sunny with a high near 96. And that's the latest official KSET Weatherbug forecast from AM 1300. Brought to you by Overhead Door Company of Beaumont, the original overhead door company. For the talk of Southeast Texas, I'm Chris Earl Phillips, KSET News.
We at Old Radio Ranch are getting ready to celebrate the 4th with our listeners.
Safely!
Oh, yeah. Last year was your in-studio pig roast.
Hey, the microphones still have that sweet, smoky smell.
And before that?
Oh, the indoor fireworks, yeah.
Disaster.
I didn't know they made special fireworks for inside. I would have gotten those.
So this year...
Here!
Paper bags.
Whee!
Lame.
But safe.
Have a safe and unlame 4th from the official station of the 4th.
Whee!
AM 1300 KSET.
I'm having way too much fun with that,
partying,
huh?
Partying, partying.
Well, bring it back up.
Partying.
Love this song.
I'll crank it down.
Fun,
keep it up.
Fun.
Keep it up.
Oh, yeah. The hot new jam right here.
You like that?
Oh, yeah. How can you not like this song? Really? I mean, it's so horrible.
It's horrible. It's got a great hook line.
It's got a great hook. It's
and
Friday.
Once it gets in your head, it won't come out. I hope all you people are singing this for the rest of the day.
Turn it up in your car, people. Let's all have a dance party in our vehicle. Not really. Don't get it. Probably a bad idea.
All right, we got to get on with the show here, so let's do this. All right, check it out.
Oh, not before the rap. I love that part of the song.
Oh, well, too late. I'm past it now. I'm past it. It's over. You can listen to it after the show. That goes out to my good friend, Mr. Francis Randazzo. That's for you, buddy, up in Austin. Since we're not there hanging this weekend, I figured I'd play that song for you. All right, anyhow, we got somebody calling in for the answer for the trivia. Let's find out what we got here. You're in the danger zone with Jerome and Robbie V. Who am I speaking with?
This is your favorite Bronze Body employee.
Oh, my goodness. Who is this?
It's Brittany.
Oh, how are you?
I'm jamming because it's Friday. Friday. Gotta get down on Friday. Uh-oh.
All right. Is
you just need a music video now, and you're golden. You're made.
All right. Well, good. I'm glad you brought up Bronze Body because we're going to talk about them right after this. So, come on. What do you got for me?
It was a flare gun.
It was a flare gun.
Nice.
Yes, it sure is. So, all right, cool. All right, so we're going to give you a couple of tickets. Go see Ramblin' Boys and them on Sunday at Madison's.
Oh, how convenient.
And that, why, are you going there?
I don't know.
Well, you
I
are now.
There, just like y'all.
I know. Well, guess what? Now you don't have to pay to get in. How does that sound?
Sweet.
All right, there you go. So there's a couple of tickets for you. And I tell you what, I'm going to put you on hold. I'm going to let my producer get your info so I can make sure I get them. I can get it to Madison so you'll be clear.
Okay.
All right. So, hey, thanks for calling, girl.
Bye, boys.
All right. Oh, I hung up on you. I'm sorry. I did it. I can't believe I did that. I did it again.
Yeah, I think we got the information for that one.
Well, we did, but still, he's and everybody here is laughing at me. You can call back, and Christian here will take the info. So call back. Sorry about that. I do that every now and then.
He just wants to ruin your
look,
day, that's
these
all.
Buttons, look, these buttons right here, I swear, they're right next to each other, and I'll lean in to hit one, and I'll hit the... don't ask. Anyhow.
That's a phone for old people. They're huge buttons.
They are not...
They are huge buttons. How can you miss that?
I'm going to take a picture of this phone and post it to Facebook and let everybody else comment on the phone.
He just does not like you. That's all that is.
We're having a great time.
He's just
time
mentally
today.
Retarded.
It's the 4th of July weekend, folks.
You
and
can't
man,
use
we're
that
have,
word, Tracy
yes,
Morgan.
Yes, all right. Oh. So, all right. Speaking of Bronze Body, by the way, folks, you guys can go in and check out this Lipotron. You want to lose some fast weight, man? It's unbelievable. Lose inches, literally in minutes. It's crazy. You can go in to hook up with a Lipotron over at Bronze Body and ask for Tiffany, and it's all good to go. You've got this look on your face, sir. What's this
nothing,
look on your face
nothing.
For? You've got nothing.
I've got nothing.
There you go. You know, we're having a T-shirt made, by the way, folks. We're gonna collect some money. It's gonna have a picture. It's gonna have a stick figure with Robbie's big head
it's
on it.
It's not gonna have a stick figure. It's just gonna have my big head.
It's gonna have his big head on it, and underneath it's gonna say, "I've got nothing."
I'm also gonna have a cheeseburger in my mouth.
Somebody Chumley over here is gonna be okay. All right. So listen, we still got a bunch of stuff we're gonna get to. I do want to harass BISD a little bit more, real quick here.
Why not?
Because it's no fun if we don't. I would say we'd do a Butch watch today, but I guarantee you they're not in the office right now. So
yeah.
That's not going to happen.
I guarantee they probably don't want to put up with it right now.
No. Oh, that would
Which
be...
Which would probably be the best time to call, really.
You know, if anybody out there happens to have Carol Thomas's cell phone number, I would love to have it. We'll keep you anonymous. You feel free to call in, give it to my producer.
We might even give you some money.
No, we wouldn't do that. No, quit. No, we're not.
We'll buy you a shot at Madison's.
There you go. We'll hook you up with something. I can promise you that.
We will buy you a meal somewhere around town at a fine establishment. I'm thinking the sea bass over at Goodfellas.
Oh, man. I have not. It's the only thing I haven't tried there.
The sea bass is amazing.
I'm going to, you know what, I'm going to, probably not this weekend, but the following weekend, I'm going to give it the sea bass.
Think about this in terms of paying that person who might be anonymous or whatever. Butch is probably already paying him pretty well to keep his phone number secret. So we're going to have to go above
somebody
and beyond.
Somebody knows, though. Yeah. Somebody knows and wants to love us. All right, we've got a call. All right, here we go. We've got a caller real quick. We've got time for it, or are we about to cut? All right, here we go. Let's go with it. All right, you're in the danger zone with Jerome and Robbie V. Who am I speaking with?
They're off for the next 2 weeks over at BISD, and yes, I have Carol Thomas's cell phone.
Really? Okay, you don't even have to tell me who you are because I don't want to know. But I tell you what,
you ought to. I wrote the damn story y'all were talking about.
Oh no, is this Jerry?
Yep.
What's going on, buddy? How are you?
Oh, hanging in there. What's going on?
Hey, man, listen, man, I'm anxious to get you on the show.
I've been busy.
I know. So. I know. You've got to get in touch, ladies and gentlemen. Jerry Jordan with the Examiner on the phone right now. Man, Jerry, this is I love you, dude. You are like on top of them. It's crazy. And what have I missed on what I've talked about today so far?
I just tuned in. Caught y'all talking about just a little bit. I mean, like I said, the biggest thing this week obviously was the story we wrote on the furniture and things. So as I'm sure we'll have. Next week, my phone's blowing up right now. Apparently, somebody here is hearing me on the air. Y'all got listeners.
Yes, we do. We have quite a few, actually.
Great listeners.
So, but no, I just wanted to call. Yes, I have Bush's cell phone number, but I'll have to evaluate giving that out.
Would you like a meal at Goodfellas?
Yeah, right. Give that. Hey, we'll talk about that later over a meal at Goodfellas. Anyhow.
Yeah. I can't be bribed.
No, not at all. We'll discuss it over.
He doesn't answer it anyway, so it wouldn't be any good.
I understand. We do a thing here. We call it Butch Watch every day. We call BISD and try and harass him. Not harass him, but really we just try and get a hold of Dr. Carol Thomas or any of the trustees, but we never get past. Craig Eichhorn's the closest thing we've gotten to so far, and of course he was there.
He said he was coming on the show.
Well, he said, yeah, but you know what? He also said he'd call me several times, and we've never gotten callbacks. Jesse Haynes actually called me back one day when we first started the show, and she said she would return our
second
call.
Second day.
And she never called back after that as well. So it's just the same. You know what I'm talking about when I say it's a never-ending it's a dead-end street constantly. We're having to turn around and find another avenue, so.
Well, they are on summer break until July 18th, I believe.
Okay, good. Well, at least I know that. All right, cool. Well, hey, man, thank you for calling in, Jerry. I'm going to get in touch with you after. I'm going to call you probably beginning of next week, and maybe we can figure out a time when you can come on. We can talk about a lot of this.
Not a problem. I'll be in town for the next few weeks.
Man, that sounds good, brother. Thanks for calling in.
Sure, kid. Take care.
All right.
The man of the hour.
That's right.
I wonder if it's paid vacation that they're on.
I don't know, but that's awesome. Listen, folks, we've got to cut to a break. Man, what a great show we're having today. We're going to have some more fun. We got some more music coming up, as well as we're just going to give a bunch of stuff away. So stick around. You're in the danger zone.
Summertime begins right now at Market Basket with savings throughout our stores. This week's save on items like Market Basket Premium Select Angus Beef Boneless Chuck Roast, sold as roast only, $2.59 a pound. Limit two, please, with a $10 or more additional food purchase. In our produce department, you'll find jumbo-size Arizona cantaloupes, two for just $3. Don't let the heat get to you. Summertime and fun begin at Market Basket. Friendly people, fast service.
If you're a homeowner, have an office, a business, or a commercial property, well, sooner or later, it'll be redecorating time. And frankly, this is not a job for amateurs. You could end up paying double. Recently, I visited the Decorating Depot in Port Neches, met some very nice folks who really know their business. Diane Stampley, Heather Roebuck, Lori Humphrey, and the owner, Sheila Humphrey. We're talking about a combined experience of several years. These folks have done work all over the area. They know home and commercial property decorating. The business is at 2625 Knoll Street, Port Neches, open Monday through Friday, 9 to 5, and with special appointments on Saturday. Just call 724-6852. By the way, if you're looking for something different in accessories, come see our fabulous selection of vases, urns, plant holders, pictures, paintings, decorative clocks, plus very unique furniture pieces, all at affordable prices. The Decorating Depot. We can make any room come alive. Come in and see us, 2825 Knoll Street, Port Neches, and you'll hear yourself say, wow.
This weekend at the Dale, it's double points racing. IHRA Summit Racing Super Series with the Junior Dragsters, the Evendale Bad Boys, Grudge Races, Test and Tune, and more. Gates will open at 4 o'clock. The Juniors start at 5. Test and Tune and Bracket Time trials after the Juniors. Don't miss it. The double points race. It's at Evendale Ben Bruce Memorial Air Park Raceway. We'll see you this weekend at the Dale.
Hello friends, this is James Dabney. Do you own a dog or cat? Are you trying to figure out what to do with them when you got to go out of town? The Pampered Pet on Needland Avenue in Needland, Texas can take care of your dog and cat. They can not only board it for you, but they can groom it, they can trim it, they will wash it. They have all the supplies you need. And the owner, Desiree Edelman, is a certified groomer with the International Society of Canine Cosmetologists. Now that's all the technical stuff, but let me tell you what really matters. They're nice to their dogs. I'm not kidding. You drop your dog off with these people, you don't have to worry about how they're treating your dog. They're going to treat that dog with kindness and friendship. The dog's going to think, you know, I get treated this good at home. I can come here as much as I like because they're friendly. I'm happy with the Pampered Pet. I'm a happy dog. You don't have to worry about it. Give them a call, schedule an appointment, take your dog to the Pampered Pet. Your dog will be really glad you did.
All right, welcome back to the Danger Zone with Jerome
and Robbie V.
Sponsored by Dillon's
on 9th in Mid County.
Yep, great place, great place. Here's what we're gonna do. I told you more giveaways. Let's do this tonight. They've got Todd Howard and Tight Ropes playing at Dillon's tonight.
Really?
Yep. And
can I go?
And tomorrow night's DJ Jeremy Cooper, but tonight is Todd Howard and Tight Rope, and this is what I'm gonna talk about. Here we go. I'm also gonna give away 2 tickets to go see Todd Howard in Tightrope as well tonight. So anybody interested in Mid-County, want to go see these guys at Dillon's this evening, not only will I give that away, you ready, but included in that, I'll also give you, I want to make sure I say it right. It was the Bayou, what was the name of that app? I want to make sure I say it correctly. It was the Bayou Skins, right?
Yes.
All right, so it was the Bayou. I'm going to give away a free app, too. So you get 2 tickets to see Todd.
And you get an appetizer.
And you get an appetizer. And the appetizer, it's their comments on it says it's a different twist to the classic fried Idaho skins filled with crawfish etouffee, melted cheddar cheese, and grilled jalapenos.
And if you have not tried these are off the chain.
So, they sound awesome.
So anyhow, so here's how we're going to do it. Here's how I'm going to give this away. You ready? Since we're AM 1300, I normally wouldn't do it like this, but we're on time constraints right now, so let's, instead of trivia, I'll just take the 13th caller, 898-4400, 898-4400, 13th caller in. I'm going to sit right here. I'll get them. I'll pick them up, Christian, as they come in. And we'll see if we can't count these down, see what we got. Number 13, give you some tickets and a free appetizer at Dillon's in Mid-County. All right. So anyhow, real quick before I get to all these lines, let me see here. Also, we wanted to talk about I wanted to talk about several things that were going on, but you know what? You've seen what was up on my computer already,
no,
Robbie.
No, I haven't.
Yeah, no. I mean, I had 9 million tabs up here to go on about things. Yeah, you know, I was afraid that we wouldn't be able to get to all of them, and so far, I don't think we've gotten to 1 or 2 of them yet.
Can we just do a Facebook Fool of the Day?
Oh, we have several Facebook Fool of the Days. Oh my goodness! And you know what? I want to talk about too. All right, hold on 1 second. Let me get some of these callers. All right, your caller number 1. Thanks for trying. Let's do this. Your caller number 2. Thank you for trying. All right, and we'll get back and we'll keep them going. There's knock a couple of those down. Keep track for me, by the way, okay. While I do this. All right.
Keep trying.
First Facebook fool of the day. All right, and everybody, why you guys just keep giving me this kind of ammunition is crazy. But we'll keep going. All right. First of all, Chris Harper the other day wrote, thank you. He was at Madison's, and he wrote, thank you for the sprinkler system in front of Madison's free car wash. By the way, you're a fool because we all try and get our cars washed by that, and you kind of screwed it up for us, Chris, but you're still one of the Facebook fools of the day. All right. They're out. Your caller number 3. Thanks for trying. All right. Number 4 hung up, and I have no idea where number 5 went either. They kind of hung up as well. Oh, here we go.
They're working the system.
They are, man. I can't even tell them they're caller number 4. They keep hanging up the second I pick up.
Oh, they know what they're doing.
Yeah, okay. Anyhow, another one. Randy Diller. He put Randy Diller wisdom of the day. Listen to this one. If at first you don't succeed, take her sister home. She'll probably be better in the bedroom anyways. First of all, Randy,
wow.
The fact that you would say that and post that on that, it makes you an idiot. We love you, but you are crazy. And if you thought you might have had a chance with a woman for the next 6 months to a year, it's going to take you that long to rebuild your reputation. That also makes you a new Facebook fool today. What number are we on?
We are trying 6. For 4.
Four? All right. Your caller number 4, keep trying. All right, here we go. We'll keep going.
We had those 2 people hang up.
Well, yeah. They count, don't they?
No, they don't count.
Well, all right.
No, they don't count. They didn't stick in.
You can't work the system like that, apparently.
They got to at least hear me talk to them. So anyhow, all right. Then, all right. And then Lindsay Nicole, is that Armitrout?
Yes. I think so.
Yeah. Says, I wish you guys would say what you're thinking instead of pulling you along like you're tied to a string around his finger. I wish guys would say what they were thinking instead of pulling you along like you were tied around a string around their finger. Nobody's trying to make you a puppet, sweetheart, but if they are, you're just talking to the wrong guys. Figure it out. You're also one of the Facebook fools of the day. And I got to get to this one because this one's my favorite. All right. Amy Combs. and I'm saying Amy Combs, and I've got to pick on this one because she is actually my cousin. Gosh, love her. She has moved over, and she went over through the summer. She's gone over into Europe. She's gone to study art. She wants to. She's an artist, and she wants to, you know, study more about art. So she's over in Europe right now, and she was trying to transport herself from, I guess it was via Paris to London or what have you. She calls, or she puts on Facebook from her phone that she's stuck in the airport, and she Facebooks that she's stuck in the airport. And she can't figure out which train to take from where she's located, and she's in Dulles. She leaves her she leaves her baggage on the counter when she leaves Dulles, and because she left it on the counter, they were very suspicious of it. So they took her bag, and listen to me carefully, folks. They blew it.
Oh,
they
yes.
They blew it up.
Yes.
They took her bag and they blew it up.
What?
Yes. So after getting all the way overseas, she got there, left her bag on the counter, and they blew her bag up. This could only happen to my cousin. I can tell you that right now. How crazy is she? Anyhow, on top of that, she couldn't find her. She couldn't find out which way to go. So she's posting this going, does anybody have an idea of what I'm supposed, where I'm supposed to go or how I'm supposed to get there? And it was the beginning. I think it's the beginning of her journey. She had 53 posts back of people trying to tell her where to go. And if you don't know, it's usually best not to post it on Facebook and get that many replies. My dear cousin, it's usually best to actually pick up the phone and call somebody, and maybe they'll help you out. By the way, we're done with her. Amy, I love you, but you're still one of my Facebook fools of the day for having your luggage blown up in Europe. Or at Dulles. All right. So what number are we on?
Five.
All right. Yep. Oh, really? Okay. You know what?
Those three count. You know what?
No, I'm not going to do that. All right. Well, I wonder if I can entice the callers a little bit more on this.
How can you entice it more?
How can I entice it more? All right, so we've got...
They get to take Robbie home.
No, that's not a good thing.
They will stop calling.
It'll all stop.
Let me entice these callers a little bit more. You know what? Frankie's going to go, what the hell? Here we go. I tell you what I'm going to do. Not only that, I'll make it tonight. It's Todd. We'll go ahead and add the Ramblin' Boys in with it, too. So we'll give away two tickets to the Ramblin' Boys as well.
Yeah.
No, I tell you what. Forget that. We'll make it even more enticing. Forget the Ramblin' Boys on this one. We'll give the two tickets away. Go see Todd tonight at Dylan's, as well as get a free app once you get there. And on top of that, we'll give away two tickets to the Dueling Pianos.
Over at Madison's.
Over at Madison's on July the 17th.
That's nice.
On July 17th. All right, what number are we on right now? Phones are starting to light up.
We would be on number five.
All right, so we're looking for the 13th caller.
Caller, you're number five?
Yes.
Yeah. All right, there you go. That hung up on them. We'll keep going. So Frankie's going to go, what?
The Dueling Pianos. Wow. That's,
yeah,
that's
I
want to
talk about that
right
before
there.
I get to the rest of these real quick.
Yeah, yeah.
So with the Dueling Pianos, were you there last time?
No, I wanted to be there so bad, but I couldn't get in.
Dude, it was packed out.
I know.
And they were so funny. It was insane.
Yeah, it was a Sunday night.
It was a good show.
Well, let me tell you
what. It was Mother's Day.
We got them from, yeah. And that was what was even crazy about it. Number six. Anyhow, that was really, look out, dude. That, it's like subliminal.
Wow. Yeah, no, it was good. It's nice.
We went up there, and these guys are from Austin, Pete's Piano Bar in Austin. Mm-hmm. And for years I've been listening to these guys, and they're absolutely number seven. Anyhow, they're absolutely great. So I'm just going to keep doing this as we go through this. So we have, what are we, seven? So we 8, 9, 10,
yeah.
11, 12. There. So we need six more, six
aren't
more.
Aren't the tickets normally like $15 a
piece? Yes, they are, by the way. They're very, right now, folks, I'm giving you one heck of a package. So these are giveaways we're going to give to you right now, number eight. And so we've got tickets. To Madison's.
Yes.
Tickets to Dylan's.
Tickets to see Todd Howard
and
Tightrope. It's not just Todd Howard. It's Todd Howard and yep. Tightrope. The whole, you know, whole band's kicking
full band.
In. Full band.
I've never heard Tightrope.
Oh, dude. They're,
heard Todd
oh,
Howard.
Oh, they're awesome.
Todd Howard is great.
Oh, Todd is sick. He's a sick guitar player, man.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's insane.
Looks
absolutely
like you got
insane.
One or two more.
What am I on anyway? I keep forgetting what number I'm on.
I think you're on eight.
Am I?
Yeah, that'd be eight.
Okay, that's actually nine because I said
nine,
eight earlier.
Yeah,
nine
right.
It is.
Yeah,
there
nine,
you go.
Nine.
Thanks for calling.
We went to BISD. That's why we can't count.
So we only
got
a couple minutes left.
I got an education from BISD.
That's right. It happens. Speaking of the witch, Jerry Jordan called, folks. And I appreciate you calling, Jerry. I can't believe you called me. That made me feel real good. All right. What number are we on?
This would be 10.
Okay. And I'm hoping we'll get him on the show soon. Because, you know, he's just, I'm telling you, he's so on top of his game with these guys. You're number 10. Thanks. And he's so on top of these, you know, they can't move without this guy knowing they're, you know, moving.
Well, I mean, we need somebody like that.
Number 11. Thank you.
When, you know, we really.
You're number 12. Thank you. All right. Now we're waiting for number 13. First one right here. Ready? Any mini. Any mini. Which one should? Which one lit up first?
No.
I'm just going with number one because it looks like it lit up first. So.
One did light up first.
Yeah. All right, here we go. We finally got a 13 caller winner. All right, who am I speaking with? Who am I talking to? Hello.
This is Alexandra from Houston.
Oh my goodness, how are you?
Yes. Y'all have a great show.
Thank you. Well, we appreciate it. Well, what are you going to do with these tickets here? Are you coming into town this way?
I'm going to have a girls' night. I'm heading to Beaumont now.
That's awesome.
So they're going to be out at Dillon's tonight.
That's right. Come and see us, guys, up at Dillon's. All right. I've got a bunch of girls from Houston coming.
Well, listen, I tell you what I'm going to do. I'm going to put you on hold and let my producer get your information. We'll make sure we get the tickets to you. Thank you so much for calling and keep trying.
Y'all keep doing what you're doing.
Thank you very much.
Bye-bye. Thanks for listening.
You just hung up.
I'm sorry I hung up. You got to call back. I did it again.
Robbie is going to post a picture of that on Facebook.
You know what? I'm going to put
those
phones.
Buttons are huge, man.
Dude, I've got three computers. I'm reading this, and as well as I'm trying to figure out where I'm moving right here.
Technically,
you guys stop.
That computer over there, you could turn the monitor off and never have to look at it. That Drone, is his computer. Call.
Just admit it. You have fat fingers.
Okay, it's okay. Just admit it. All right. So that's how we're going to end the show. Hey, I do want to – I would like to –
Happy
Once
birthday.
Again, no, I'd like to say, yeah, of course, 235 years,
235
America,
years.
235 yeah. years, America, what a greatest country in the world, hands down.
God bless it.
Yeah,
it's
hey,
a great country.
You know what, if I go out right now, Christian, do we have the national anthem? I'd love to go out with a national anthem.
We would.
A Ray Charles national anthem?
You know what, I don't know, just no Chris. Yeah.
No, yeah.
No,
oh, she butchered it.
Let's not do that.
Wow.
Let's not do any Aguilera. And
no.
No Roseanne Barr. She nothing like that for sure.
No.
Oh, man. You know, I like something classy.
Something respectful of America.
Yeah, if I did the old And I'm Proud to Be an American by
Greenwood.
By, yeah,
Lee Greenwood.
Yeah, is that cheesy?
No, heck no.
Okay, put on Lee Greenwood then.
That is appropriate.
Bring in Lee Greenwood. There you go. We're going to send you guys out because we're going to take off for the weekend.
We need this caller to call back
Robbie,
in and give the information.
Yeah, we'll take care of it. They'll call back in. Robbie, we are going to be back on, or are we not going to be back on?
Do we want to do Monday?
We've been asked to do Monday.
How long Monday?
I tell you what, our Facebook is open. On Facebook, you can reach us with the Danger Zone with Jerome and Robbie V. If you guys want to hear us on Monday or you think you'd like to.
Like us, comment us.
Make a comment. I want to hear who wants to hear it. If so, we'll come back on Monday.
Jerome and his
and we'll come
skills.
Rock it for you guys. Y'all have, it's a great song, isn't it?
It really is.
It is.
You know, it's a little cheesy, but at the same time, it's so good.
Yeah, you guys, y'all have a wonderful, wonderful afternoon, everybody. Have a great weekend. Happy birthday, America. Guys, from the Danger Zone, Jerome.
Robbie V.
And our guest today, Mr. Benny Mac. Thanks for coming in, buddy. Happy 4th of July. Wife.
Thank my lucky stars to be living here today. Cause the flag still stands for freedom and they can't take that away. And I'm proud to be an American where at least I know I'm free. But I won't forget the men who died, who gave that right to me. And I gladly stand up next to you and defend her still today.
KSET News, I'm Janice Stone. Here's what's happening. Several vehicles were involved in a collision on I-10 West this morning near Hampshire in Jefferson County. One vehicle rolled over at about 8:30, and there was a separate accident with three vehicles. One person was sent to the hospital with minor injuries. TxDOT is reminding drivers there are contract workers out on U.S. 69 near Lumberton today, restriving the surface of the road. Two were injured yesterday when 24-year-old Lester Juno III rammed his vehicle into a piece of equipment, hitting two workers from APAC working near Walmart. Juno was charged with two counts of intoxication assault. He was taken to the Hardin County Jail. The men were hurt, but their injuries were considered not life-threatening. Police say Juno has a prior DWI conviction from last year. A Fort Natchez radio station owner was slapped with a $25,000 fine this week. The Enterprise reports the FCC fined Vision Latino Broadcasting, which owns KPBO in Fort Natchez, on Thursday for failure to maintain a complete public inspection file and for lacking a main studio with a full-time staff and management presence. The $25,000 fine reportedly stems from three December inspections by a Houston-based enforcement agent who was looking into a complaint about the station. A train derailed in southeast Texas today, spilling a load of plastic pellets and closing three railroad crossings in the town of Hitchcock. The Hitchcock Police Department says the BNSF train jumped the tracks at about 1:30 this morning. No one was hurt when the nine rail cars went off the tracks. Two tank cars, which were loaded with a chemical, remained upright and weren't leaking. The rest were filled with those plastic pellets. Police say crews would need about 24 hours to clean it all up. Governor Rick Perry was scheduled to undergo back surgery. A spokesman for the governor says today's procedure will hopefully correct a recurring back ailment. Mark Miner also said it will have no impact on Perry's ability to fulfill his duties. An Amarillo man has killed himself one day after being convicted of bilking investors out of $2.8 million in an investment scheme. Police say Tommy Lee Buckley's body was found yesterday morning with a handgun at his side. Buckley was awaiting sentencing for his Treasury Gate scam. We are 7 days away from the final shuttle mission. The shuttle is taking 8,000 pounds of supplies to the space station, everything from a computer printer to a treadmill track to food. And once they're done, the shuttle is done. 30 years of history, and, well, it becomes history. Shuttle Commander Chris Ferguson.
Well, the next person that flies a U.S. rocket to low Earth orbit probably will not have a NASA badge on. We'll probably have a badge that has Boeing or SpaceX or Sierra Nevada, or which is kind of an interesting concept.
The bravest astronauts and America's greatest spacecraft ever designed, grounded. And finally, on this 4th of July weekend, despite the sale and use of fireworks being banned in Jefferson, Orange, Hardin, Chambers, Jasper, and Tyler counties, the city of Beaumont will fire things up this weekend. Things kick off at 5 o'clock in the downtown area, and it's free. FYI, the Symphony of Southeast Texas will also perform at the Julie Rogers Theater. Enjoy the music and the air conditioning. News This Hour is sponsored by the Decorating Depot. I'm Janice Stone. KSET News, CBS News, is next.